it's a really interesting piece of work. It focuses on 17-year-old Sahar, who is she's fallen in love with her best friend, Nazreen. You know, it's a very sweet story. It's, in fact, it's a young adult book. And they kind of conduct this illicit affair of stolen kisses and romantic promises to each other in the course of the story. But one day Nazreen comes and tells Sahar that her father is arranging a marriage for her. And Sahar, of course, she's heartbroken, and she starts wondering how they can be together. And the turning point of the book, or the interesting angle of it, is that in Iran, although homosexuality is, you know, it can be a deadly offense, mm-hmm. in the culture, the idea of a man trapped in a woman's body is seen as nature's mistake, and that sexual reassignment is both quite legal and accessible.
Really? Yeah. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So she starts the conversation of maybe going through sexual reassignment, mm-hmm. as a solution for this problem. So the book kind of really explores the intricacies of the culture and these ideas and how they're treated in the Iranian culture.
And Darren, the author is appearing at Karis Books.
Sarah Farazan is going to be at Karis Books and More Thursday night at 7:30. And the name of the book is If You Could Be Mine.
Darren, it's been 50 years this week since Martin Luther King gave his I Have a Dream speech. And Gary Young has been hard at work over the past few years finding out how it made history and, surprisingly, how it nearly fell flat.
It's a fascinating story. We are, in fact, this is the 50th anniversary this week. Young's new book is called simply The Speech, and it is an examination of what led up to the March on Washington. What were the forces behind it? What was pushing against it? And the challenges that Dr. King faced and the fallout of it, you know, after that moment. So it's really quite a good comprehensive look at, you know, the seminal piece of American history.
I was very intrigued to find out that what we think of as the title of the speech, I Have a Dream, one of King's advisors actually recommended that he drop that reference, saying he had overused it already.
That was bad advice.
That he didn't take.
Yeah, but it's certainly the perfect time right now in Atlanta to look back at this. So Gary Young, again, he's going to be at the First Baptist Church in Decatur Thursday night talking about the speech and his book called The Speech, 7:30, and that's an event put on by the Georgia Center for the Book.
So, Darren, before we wrap up our time together, anything important going on at the office?
This coming weekend, of course, is the AJC Decatur Book Festival, presented by DeKalb Medical, and a fantastic schedule altogether, over 500 authors in Decatur this coming weekend. Of course, our keynote, Representative John Lewis, Friday night. After that, we've got 2 full days of authors and book talks throughout downtown Decatur, 18 different venues. I do want to point out that this year we are adding a whole new festival within a festival. It's called Art DBF, and the entire MARTA Plaza in downtown Decatur is being turned over to a lot of our arts partners throughout the region, the High Museum, the Atlanta Contemporary Arts Center, art performances, dance, theater, lots of really intriguing art on display. And then we're going to have a really big party on Saturday night that the public's invited to with a really interesting flux light installation going in on the plaza just for Saturday night. That's all on top of 500 really great authors. And so it's going to be a great weekend.
And your program director, Philip Rafshoon, has asked some guy, host of City Cafe, to introduce William Bernhardt, I believe it is.
I'm going to be in that audience just to see the introduction.
Darren, thank you so very much for another week's worth of literary events, and we look forward to having you back with us next Monday.
We'll see you next week, John.
For more information about any of the author appearances we've talked about over the past few minutes, head to wabe.org/citycafe.